Well, hey there, folks. It's me, Chris Skarsted, and we're going to start the game from here. So we'll do that now.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, then press enter. Start adventure.
Okay, we have a regular BSC Games type of menu here, where you can arrow up and down through the choices, and it will speak the items for you as long as you've got the game in focus here. So, our first menu item is Start Adventure, which, of course, will take you through all 10 adventures if you have the fully registered version, and it only takes you to the first four if you have the demo. We'll start the adventure.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select your difficulty, then press enter. Easy.
We're on easy now, so we have easy,
normal,
and
insane.
So we'll go back up to easy.
Easy.
All right, and press enter.
Entering.
Okay, I'm going to press the P key to pause it so I can explain to you what's going to happen, and I'll do this on each of the levels that I do. The music that you hear in the background is what happens when you pause the game with the P key. So, in this first level, what happens is you've got this little target you move around the screen, and you've got this little dart gun, and you have to shoot all of the animals and hopefully knock them out, and you won't actually kill them, but you'll knock them out, and of course, there's the voodoo doctor who's coming after you, so listen up. Headphones are definitely recommended for this whole entire game. You'll definitely do a lot better. I know that I did once I tried them, so keep that in mind there. So, you just have to shoot all the animals, and look out for the voodoo doctor. Hope he doesn't come and get you. So, we'll press the P key to get back into the game here. Alright, so I'm hearing an elephant on my right side, so I'm shooting him three times. Alright. Oh, here comes the voodoo doctor. So I'm pressing the space bar three times there. And he's going from right to left, by the way. Okay. He's gone now, so I just press the space bar to get out of the tree there. And I just shot another elephant on the left there. This game does move rather fast, as you can tell. So I'm just listening for an animal, and when I hear one, I move towards it with the right and left arrow keys to move the target around. And just got rid of the snake there. You just heard the snake. And by the way, each different type of animal takes a different hit. The elephant, by the way, takes three hits. The lion takes two hits. And everything else takes one. Oh, here comes the voodoo doctor again. And he's going from right to left that time. Alright, he's gone now. Alright, so we'll continue hitting these animals until they're all gone. Okay. There we go. We just got rid of another snake there. Alright. Another one on my right there.
Entering swamp.
Okay. Pressing the P key to pause it again. So now we're at the swamp walk level. Now, this involves actually walking through a swamp, as the title would tell you. And the idea is to get through it with as few right and left steps as possible. You're going to be counting things like waterfalls and geysers and things like that. So you just have to steer clear of them, so hopefully you won't drown. because if you do come in contact with a waterfall, you will drown. So, and the idea to get away from them is you have to press either your right or left arrow key very quickly, and I'll tell you exactly when that's happening, because it will happen, I promise. So the idea is to walk forward with your up arrow key, and keep in contact with everything there. So, okay, we'll press the P key to unpause the game and go back into the swamp. Okay, I'm gonna keep walking forward here, taking a few left steps there to make sure that the I'm hearing the guys are on my right here. So, okay. A few left steps there, and I think we'll be alright. Yep, another geyser on my right, so that's good. Oh, we're in deep water now, so I'm pressing the up arrow key to swim through this deep water, just hitting the up arrow key repeatedly as fast as I can. Got flies buzzing around me here, so. Okay. And we're out of the water now. Although, here comes a waterfall. So now to get by the waterfall, I'm hitting my right arrow key as fast as I possibly can. And as soon as I'm away from it, I can walk a normal... I can walk with the left arrow key again. Okay, so now I'm using the up arrow key to walk again. Okay, so taking a few left steps there to make sure that that guy is... Alright, there. So I have a geyser on my right again. That's pretty good. I'm in the water again, so I'm swimming again with the up arrow key very quickly. And I hopefully won't drown in this water here. Alright. Those flies never do seem to leave, do they? They're just everywhere, those darn flies. Okay, we're out of the water now. And back into another waterfall. My, they're everywhere. So I'm hitting the right arrow key again, as fast as I possibly can to get away from it. Okay. So, the other geyser is on my left now, and I've got all these flies and things buzzing around me.
Current score 7,821 points.
Fishing level.
Okay, we're at the fishing level now. I just pressed the P key to pause the game. So, the idea behind this level is that you're standing in front of a river and you got these fish are going to swim by. So, the idea is to catch them, and how you do this is you press the control key. And once you caught a fish, all you have to do is you just press the space bar to pull him back into the shore. And on the easy level, you have to catch 30 fish. And on the normal level, you have to catch 33. And on the insane level, you have to catch 36 fish. So keep that in mind. Alright, so... once again, the idea behind this is you have to catch them when they get to the center. And every so often, a crocodile will come by. And when that happens, you have to back away from the river by using the down arrow key until you know the crocodile is gone. And then you'll hear a slight little breathing noise to let him know that you're safe. And then you can walk back up using the up arrow key. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so we'll press the P key one more time and we'll get into the fishing level here. Alright. A few frogs and things. A fish is now coming at me from the right side. And as soon as he gets to the center, I'm going to press the control key. And there we go. I just did that. Just press the space bar to release him. So. Alright. Another one coming from the right. Alright. There we go. And it just kind of goes along that way until we get 30 fish. Alright. Another one coming from the right here. Alright. Another one coming from the right here. Another one from the left now. He's a long way to go from the left there, doesn't he? And by the way, you can catch a fish, by the way, just a little off-center, but you won't get as many points. And we can check our current score, by the way, by pressing the shift key.
8,996 points.
All right. And we got two different fish coming at me from different sides. Nice, tricky. Oh, got our, we got to back away from the river now. All right. This can be rather tricky at times. You have to be careful. Because I have been killed by the crocodiles, believe me. Oh, another crocodile coming. We've backed away. They're coming at me from all directions now. Alrighty.
Current score 11,586 points.
Never was.
Okay. Now the Napper bugs are a bit tricky to show you. It's a very fast-paced level. You have to move a little target, and it's an invisible target because it's early in the morning, and you have to kill all these bugs. But it's very, very, very fast-paced. So you can find out more about how to play that game in the demo. But I'm gonna show you the next level up from this one, and that is the that is the canoe ride, which is a little bit easier to show because it's a little bit more relaxed, well, let's say. So I'm going to, through the miracle of modern technology, pause the recording until we get to the next level, and then I'll show you how to work the canoe ride, and then I'll show you a few more features, and then we'll close this review. So we'll pause the recording and come back to you when we get to the canoe ride. Okay.
Extra life.
Current score 17,186 points.
Canoe ride.
Okay, here we are at the canoe ride. So I'm going to explain to you how this works. Okay, so basically how it works is you're on a canoe, and the waters are very choppy, to say the least. You're kind of buffeting around, and the waters just are not right. Yeah. Then you have an occasional crocodile will come by and try to get you, and you've got these rocks that are coming by, and you have to lasso them with a rope. And for each one you can lasso with a rope, you get points added to your score. The tricky part is staying away from the crocodile. So, if you can do that, you can gain yourself a lot of points here. So, we'll give this a try, and hopefully I can gain a little points. So, we'll press the P key again and go back into the game. Okay. Here, rock is coming at me from the center now. I'll get to the center time. Okay. There we go. Oh, here comes a crocodile. I had to twirl around him, so there we go. There comes another rock. Okay. Looking for that next rock coming. I hear one coming from my... It's kind of bouncing around here. I gotta find the rock here. There we go. The trick is getting the rock into the center there. kind of bouncing around, as you can tell. I don't know if you guys can, on Main Menu, can hear the rocks, but they're kind of, there we go. I had to get away from the crocodile again. Okay. Yep. And there we go. There we go. All right. Oops. And here comes a rock. And there we go.
Current score 19,486 points.
Valley of Tigers.
Okay, we're gonna exit the game here.
Game over.
Your final score is
19,486 points.
Start adventure.
Okay. So there you go. And I'm gonna show you another neat little feature that's included in the game that you can also, if you want to start a particular level and just play it by itself, let's say you're having a particular problem with a level and you want to see if you can solve it, you can play a particular level just by pressing either the 1 through 0 on the number row. So, like, let's say I want to go back to the canoe ride level. All you have to do is press the number 5 on the number row, and it takes you right to that, and you can choose your difficulty level and play that level, and it'll take you out of the game after that. You won't be able to move on to the next level after that, but you can do that with the first 4 levels that are in the demo, or you can do that in all 10 if you have the registered version. And there you go. That's Hunter for you.